ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
The US and Japan have announced plans for a missile pact in an effort to deter China. The nations will cooperate on air defence, including technology, testing and military exercises. US President Joe Biden made the announcement at the close of his bilateral meeting with Japan's leader.
For the first time, Japan and the United States and Australia will create a network system of air, missile and defence architecture. And our AUKUS defense partnership with Australia and the United Kingdom is exploring how Japan can join our work in the second pillar, which focuses on advanced capabilities, including AI, autonomous systems. All told, that represents a new benchmark for our military cooperation across a range of capabilities.
So what does it mean for Australia and our capabilities? Dr. Malcolm Davis is a senior analyst in defence strategy and capability at the Australian Strategic Policy Institute and joins me now. Malcolm, good to talk to you again. Thanks for joining me.
It's my pleasure.
So details are a little bit thin, but what might a networked architecture of air defence mean in practice for the US, Japan and Australia?
Well, I think it means probably more for Australia than the other two because, you know, we have no air defence and missile defence capabilities in terms of ground-based missiles at all. So we need to develop this capability. The Defence Strategic Review released last year made that very clear, and nothing has happened since that review. So this trilateral pact to develop a networked integrated air and missile defence capability is really good news for Australia because it will light a fire under the government and get them to move faster to develop these sorts of capabilities that really are designed to counter Chinese long-range missile capabilities and to be able to shoot down incoming missiles if they're detected.
If you say to members of the public in Australia that we don't have this missile system, is there sometimes public shock that it's not there, we've got nothing?
Well, there should be because, you know, I was in defence back in 2007 and they were talking about it back then. And since then, nothing really has been achieved. They've developed the command and control system for this integrated air and missile defence. Lockheed Martin have just been signed a contract for that. But in terms of the actual long-range missile interceptors, the systems that are designed to shoot down incoming threats such as ballistic missiles and cruise missiles, nothing's been done. So I think there would be a surprise, at the very least, that we've left it this late to do anything on this important capability.
How does that happen?
It happens because defence is moving too slow in general on capability acquisition, and government is not showing enough leadership to ensure that defence does move faster. And so I think that when you have these international agreements, you know, with the likes of Japan and Australia and the United States, then that does force the Australian government to, you know, act more swiftly, and it requires defence to actually move faster and actually achieve some practical outputs rather than endless discussions and briefings and studies.
Does that make us much of a partner if we don't have much to offer on this front?
But we do have a lot to offer. That's the point. You know, Australia is, in geographic terms, is critically placed to counter the threat posed by these Chinese missile capabilities. We have a very advanced military technology research and development capability with Defence Science and Technology and the new Advanced Strategic Capabilities Accelerator. We're a signatory to AUKUS Pillar 2, obviously, which is important, and Japan could eventually start to play a role in AUKUS Pillar 2. So I think we do have a lot to offer. It's just that we've taken a long time to actually get anything done in this important area, because I think at the bottom line, government really hasn't had to worry about the threat until just very recently.
I'm thinking of other technologies, sort of shorter range capabilities like the HIMARS, which we've had big debate over here in Australia. That was brought into the conflict in Ukraine and integrated into their forces so quickly. How do you reflect on how long it takes for us to make a decision?
Well, remember, HIMARS is not air defence. HIMARS is,
I mean, it's a different
capability.
System, a shorter system, but yep. You know what I mean? Taking time to make a decision.
Mm. Yeah, look, I think that in some places we move fast, and HIMARS is a classic example of that, where we acquire capability off the shelf, and I think that's probably the way we need to go. So a lot of discussion will come out of this in terms of Australia, for example, acquiring the US Patriot air defense system. And I think there's also a system called THAAD, which we could look at, which will give us a longer range capability. And we do have this option to acquire off the shelf. There are missile defense and air defense capabilities that are being operationally proven today on a day-by-day basis in places like Ukraine that are available for us to buy. It simply requires government and defense to actually agree to do it. And I think that hopefully this tripartite agreement between Australia, Japan, and the United States will actually make that happen.
Dr. Malcolm Davis, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
It's Dr. Malcolm Davis, their Senior Analyst in Defence Strategy and Capability at the Australian Strategic Policy Institute.
Think bigger about the world we live in. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.